Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast in association with Bose. I'm Dan Maudsley here once more to fish through a week's worth of tech droppings from the esteemed T3.com. Coming up this week, well, there's really only one story. The Samsung Omnia. The iPhone 3G. Where do they get these names from? And speaking of names, joining me after my little break in the sunshine this past fortnight, it's T3's resident metrosexual, Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hi, Dan. Good to have you back, looking tanned and married.
Yeah, although I thought I was looking tanned, and then I walked in the T3 office. Have you installed a sunbed here?
No. I think everybody's just very healthy in the T3 office.
Quite bronzed. Was it kind of heat wave while I was away?
A little bit. It was the usual mixture of horribly inclement weather and horribly hot weather that we enjoy in London.
Yes, just getting on the tube is just such a joy these days.
Armpits.
Lovely. I barely know, really, how I've managed all these weeks without hearing your customary rant. There must be weeks' worth of pent-up anger in there now. So what's been getting on your snout while I've been away?
Well, this is going to give you a surge of deja vu because...
It's not your Freeview box or whatever it is.
You won't believe what's happened now.
Oh, come on.
People honestly must think that I just make this up for the benefit of having something mildly amusing to say. But this is all true, I swear to God. The latest problem I'm having with top-up TV is the remote control has stopped working. Completely stopped working. I've pulled out my full arsenal of remote control mending tips. I've taken the batteries out and put them back in again. Yeah, swapped them around. I've even replaced them with new batteries.
Whoa.
I've used percussive engineering and hit it on something.
I'm sorry, you've what?
Percussive engineering.
Got it.
I've never heard of a remote control breaking down. Like, the batteries run out, though sometimes the buttons fall off. I've never heard of one literally stopping working.
Just maybe the bulb in for... No.
No, because it's got little buttons on it that light up when you press the buttons. So it's literally died.
Well, there you go. It's just one more example of the shoddy workmanship of your TV box.
I'm pretty much through of it. So I'm thinking of giving it a sort of Viking-style send-off. So I'm going to build a little boat, float it down the Thames on fire.
But, and, you know, Duncan, there's now, you know, you've got Virgin, you've got Sky, you've got FreeSat.
Yeah, I know.
You're still persisting with this top-up TV.
Well, not for much longer, I don't think. I think, literally, if I can't control it and the top-up TV bit doesn't work and the EPG is screwed and it doesn't record things when it feels like it,
that
doesn't really leave a lot.
If it's been on the rant three times, I'd say that's three strikes and you're out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting rid of it.
Okay.
Forget it. Good. I'm going back to a black and white telly receiving.
I don't want to hear another rant about your top of TV because I want it binned. Finally.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Okay, Duncan. Well, keep your rant hat on because I've got a few issues with this iPhone 3G that we'll be coming to later. First, an important announcement about the T3 Awards because I believe voting, the open voting side of things, finishes today. And
it finishes today if you're listening to it.
Today.
Today. By today which, being Friday.
By which we mean the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you are a subscriber and you here is the instant we put this up, then...
I would imagine you do.
I should imagine so. Then you can shut your iTunes window and open your Internet Explorer window and get voting on T3.
Yeah, exactly, because we've put on an ice hockey mask, stalked and killed voting on Friday the 13th.
Mm.
And it's but it will be coming back on July the 24th.
I was going to say, if you are listening to this on Saturday and how remiss of you, or any other day, then there are still opportunities here.
Yeah, there's still time. You can't vote for anything that we haven't longlisted, because the next time the vote comes up, it'll be a short list of, of shorter proportions.
So it'll be whittled down from
I think it's six of each by the time you next see it, and that'll be on July the 24th.
Okay, and the awards are coming up when? Quite a way off, aren't they?
Oh, miles away.
Right.
October the 9th.
October the 9th. There we go. So make sure you you put your input into those before October the 9th. There's a good chat.
You stand to win a good prize as well, which is all the 15 categories, 11 are reader voted. If you vote and then get a friend to vote, essentially, you stand to win all of the reader voted categories.
Okay. That's
apart from, as we were saying last week, top retailer.
Okay. So you don't actually win a shop, is what you're saying.
We did that joke last week as well.
I probably should have listened
to it. It was better the way you did it, though.
Oh, well, there we go.
You're a pro. Now, we missed you, Dan.
Back to the iPhone 3G. And let's have a listen to the big man, I think. Mr. Steve Jobs making the
big jobs.
Big jobs. Yes, that's him making the announcement.
We're going to take it to the next level. And today we're introducing the iPhone 3G.
Yes, cue wild pandemonium. That applause actually went on a lot longer than that. I had to chop it. And the loud whoops. This is the moment he actually, though, revealed it. He actually sort of showed a picture of it for the first time. I don't think he got the reaction he was looking for. Here we go.
This is what it looks like. It's even thinner at the edges. It's really beautiful. It's got a full plastic back. It's really nice.
I can hear him saying the words honest on the end of that. It's got a plastic back, man. Come on.
I think the entire audience kind of... Because Steve throws in these little jokes, doesn't he? When
He's a bit of a gag master, yeah. He's an entertaining guy.
He throws in jokes when he's introducing himself. I think possibly the crowd thought he was having a little joke there.
I thought they did.
Oh, that looks exactly like the last one. Apple wouldn't do that. They'd go away and redesign it and make it look much nicer.
And in fact, it was... it was pretty much the same.
It's got a plastic back. I like the way he was trying to turn that into some kind of selling point as well.
What a positive.
We've got rid of the rubbish metal and replaced it with some shiny plastic.
Yeah. Now, if it was sort of 1950, I might be impressed with that. You know?
That's like the 1970s thing of taking your lovely sort of moulded doors and nailing MDF over it so it looks modern.
Brilliant. Wow. But there really is no telling the reaction of these people. I love this bit. This is when he was announcing two new features. One, the fact that you could plug in any headphones,
which is
fairly
good.
Minor, I'd say. And the other, the audio had been dramatically improved. Just compare the two reactions here.
Flush headphone jack, so you can use any headphones you like. Improved audio, dramatically improved audio.
Tumbleweed rolls across the stage.
That's interesting because one critique of Apple's audio products is that people buy them for their looks and not for the sound quality. And I think that bears that out.
Yeah. Well, it always used to be iPhone. When it initially came out, people were really, really impressed with the audio,
They were impressed in that. Oh, it sounds exactly like an iPod.
Well,
because they've got used to iPods.
Way back here with when the iPods initially came out, people were impressed with the audio quality.
What people?
Well,
I've never met such a person.
Some reviews, what I read at the time.
Oh, you ask a technology journalist to review anything based on sound quality. They always just go, oh, it's got crisp, clear treble and deep booming bass that's as fat as J-Lo's lovely bottom. They do. Well, they've stopped saying J-Lo anymore because she's fallen off the cultural radar a bit. Mm. But whoever's got a fat ass at the moment, they'll mention that. I hate technology journalists.
Mm, gosh, what a bunch. Well, there we go. Now, I did tell you to keep your rant hat on. And I see you're still wearing it.
Yeah.
For a good reason. As we now count down the 6 reasons not to buy an iPhone 3G.
Yeah.
See what we've done there? You'll find your list in front of you.
Thank you.
Yes, there we go. Well prepared. As at number 6... Yes, it's a new entry for no video calling. Not surprising, there's still no front-facing camera.
And still clinging on at number 5, it's that old chestnut cut and paste. Apple still can't get its head around that.
Or stereo, Bluetooth, or MMS... Or video recording, I might add. At number 4, the rumours weren't true. There's still no 32GB iPhone.
And at 3, a smudged testic plastic exterior. You won't be able to keep your prints off.
Nice accent. At 2, it's number 2, the number of megapixels still in iPhone's lousy camera.
Yes, but this week's number 1.
I think we lost the pace there.
Yeah, sorry about that. This is why I don't work in radio.
Okay.
The plain simple fact that by the end of August, everyone's going to have one.
Yeah.
And it'll be like the Motorola Razr.
Do you remember that?
No.
So cool when it came out.
It was, yeah. It still looks quite nice now.
Mm. Anyway, cut
a rubbish
music.
Phone.
There we go. That's enough of that. There we go. Are we being harsh on the iPhone 3G there, Duncan?
Well, Dan, I would say we're not being harsh enough. No, I don't think that's being harsh. There are obviously things that are wrong with the iPhone. They were wrong with the iPhone and remain wrong with the new iPhone.
Mm.
Are they outweighed by the good things about the iPhone? I think probably they are, but,
okay.
All
right, well...
it's like yin and yang. You can't have the one without the other.
Well, let's have a look at those new features. 3G for a start, 3.6 megabits per second.
Theoretically. Except O2 only goes up to 1.8.
Well,
and
this is the
also
thing.
Their 3G coverage is rubbish.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it
also
isn't.
If everybody's going to have this phone on the same network, then it'll go down even from that. So, I'm sorry to keep interrupting.
So what you're saying is that this 3G thing's pants.
Well, I've always thought 3G was rather disappointing,
really?
To be honest. Yeah.
What?
I may have mentioned it before in the past, in fact. I mean, because the thing of it not having a front-facing camera, I think that's perfectly smart. You know, no video calling. Well, so what? Everybody hates video calling. Nobody uses it.
I can't remember the last time I made a video call, but HSDPA I think is brilliant.
Yeah, HSDPA is
it's fantastic. I mean, I have a a dongle with 7.2 HSDPA. I don't think it's ever probably attained that, but it is pretty speedy. I can work. You know, it's just like using broadband. It's great.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But your dongle is legendary.
Yes. Dan. Yes, it is. So I mean, I have a theme that once you've got HSDPA on an iPhone, I think that's revolutionary. I think it's going to really change, you know, web browsing on the move.
Okay. I don't know if you happen to know it. Do O2 provide HSDPA?
They do, but as you say, not very speedy.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'm talking rubbish, Dan. Well, and maybe you're just simply better informed than me. But I was a bit underwhelmed by the 3G.
I mean, well, O2's network, as you say, it's a bit pants. But yeah. All right, then. GPS can be used for sat-nav and geotagging.
Yeah, okay. Well, sat-nav, very useful. And apparently, I saw a thing. It's all over the internet. People who make handheld sat-nav units are bricking themselves. That's almost the phrase that was used over this. And I can see why. But at the moment, I don't think there is any sat-nav software for the iPhone. Geotagging, I don't think that's very useful. Geotagging photographs, do you mean, things like that?
Yeah.
I know what I've taken a photograph of because it's in the photograph.
Well,
I don't actually need the coordinates of it to tell me.
Sort of true. TomTom, I know, have already said we will have sat-nav software out when the App Store opens. So that is on its way.
Well, I think, I think that will be good. But the thing that Looped do, which was mentioned at the Big Jobs' presentation, which it tells you when your contacts are nearby.
Mm.
That's like a sort of stalker's weapon of choice.
I'm sure
is.
You have to probably accept other people.
You would hope so.
Yeah. And hopefully can get rid of them. Might be a bit scary. But geotagging, I like geotagging. I think it's great. Although, the bad thing about it, geotagging is fantastic because I'm a bit of an organisational freak, so I have all my photos.
Well, you're half right.
In folders and things like this, and all by date and all this lot. So just an added kind of, aspect to them to know exactly where they were taken. I love, but the iPhone's camera is crap. It's chronic.
Yeah, that is the ongoing problem.
So there's no point in geotagging a crap photo.
Yeah, because Apple keep on, like, they put in beautiful graphic manipulation tools, touch-based tools to go through your pictures and to zoom in and out of your pictures. But then the pictures are no good because they've been taken on this awful camera.
And you can't take video with it. You know, the iMac is made for editing video.
I know.
And you can't take any. Anyway, moving on. We're meant to be dwelling on its good features. The new iPhone 2.0 software, which includes apps. It'll also be free to current iPhone users.
Yeah, well, that's good. There's like a little version of GarageBand and things that I can see taking up a lot of time.
Cool software.
I think that's pretty neat, the new apps.
Okay, that gets a big tick. Microsoft Exchange support.
Well, that's got me excited.
I know. It has got a lot of people excited.
A lot of people like push email and all that.
They mainly wear pinstripes and things like that. But corporate types seem to be quite interested in that.
If you're the kind of person who literally cannot bear to, miss an email from your office telling you what to do, then I pity you, frankly. But you'll enjoy the Microsoft Exchange thing.
Good. Okay. Right. Well, let's look at the cost. The big headline is that you'll be able to get it for free. But only if you go on the higher tariffs.
Yeah, I was going to say, the big headline is you can get it for free, and then the slightly smaller headline explaining it underneath says, if you pay £75 a month, and yes.
Still, I mean, £99 for the 8GB, £159 16GB, it's not breaking the bank, really, is it?
No, it's okay. It's going to... Well, we sort of had this discussion last week on the podcast, and it turns out we were wrong, because we were thinking they wouldn't subsidise costs because it would kill the iPod Touch. But it seems they're quite happy to kill the iPod Touch.
Well, what they've done is quite cunning, in that what they've done is they've lowered the price, but it's now concrete. You have to sign up to a contract. You can't just buy it, walk out the store, and never register it.
Yeah, true. I'm sure people are hacking away at that as we speak.
I think it's going to be difficult how to get around that. Because if you basically, it's going to be like when you buy a normal phone now on contract. You buy the phone and you sign the contract. You can't get out of it.
Yeah. Well, you could buy one in the pub.
Yes, yeah, but someone at some point is going to have to sign the contract to get it, unless they get it on pay-as-you-go.
Yeah.
But then it's going to be quite expensive.
It's supposed to be coming on pay-as-you-go. Oh,
it is, yeah, but we're talking around about £400 or something like that. We haven't got the official price yet, but it's likely to be around something like that. So.
Well, okay, yeah, no, that makes sense, and the tariffs are a little bit eye-watering, I think.
Let's have a look at those. The cheapest one, this is a new one, is £30.
Yeah, but it's rubbish.
You get 75 minutes, which is, about one conversation
That's one conversation with my dad.
Yeah, there we
go. As he witters on about bloody tools.
Really? My conversation with my dad, usually about one syllable. One word answers, that sort of thing.
Oh, really? Well, there's one syllable from me. That's all I can get in edgeways. My dad, you can literally go away, make a cup of tea, come back, and he'll still be talking about his bloody petunias.
Well, that sounds more like my mum. There we go. Maybe they should meet. Anyway, text, 125 texts. Again, pretty stingy.
I know, that's pathetic. I really don't understand who this is aimed at. I think it's aimed at old people, Silver Surfers. People without a clue.
It's aimed at people who just want the cheapest tariff, and you know.
But it's only £5 cheaper than the next one up. That which was gives my next point. So much more.
But basically, £5 more, you get instead of 75 minutes, 600.
Yeah.
And instead of 125 texts, 500. I mean, it's kind of.
That's a usable tariff. But then that's like twice as much as I pay at the moment for basically the same.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a big premium to pay. Obviously, like Apple's hardcore users are more than willing to pay that.
Yeah.
I don't know where everybody else in the world is.
It's going to be, I mean, they've lowered the price, but frankly, you know, sign up to 18 months of that and it's going to cost you quite a bit, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah.
We're getting on for nearly a grand, even on the cheapest.
I suppose the idea is because you get your data for nothing, albeit with some kind of fair use policy.
That is quite nice.
That's great. And I suppose the idea is that people are going to buy it and not just use it as a phone. This is what Apple want.
Mm.
But then, well, it'd be interesting to see how that pans out, shall we say.
Okay, so.
That's me sitting on the fence rather than going, I don't think anyone wants that, which is my usual reaction. But it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. And then the other two tariffs, I just think are ridiculous. Like £75. I mean, okay, you get 3,000.
I don't know anyone who would want. Well, actually, some of my bills have been £75 in the past, I suppose.
What were you phoning?
Quite. But I wouldn't consistently pay that every month. You do get 3,000 minutes, but still only 500 texts. So, you know, what's that about?
I know, that's quite a weird thing.
But you do get a free iPhone, free 16GB one at £75, or free 8GB one on £45.
I don't think that'll be a popular tariff.
No.
I don't think I'm sticking my neck out when I say that.
Yeah, I think you're right, even with that inducement. So, final analysis. Would you buy one?
This is the last word on the entire topic. Would I personally buy one?
Yeah.
No.
No.
In a word.
That's it.
I could give you a longer answer. But
No, that's fine. That's
I advise all our listeners to not buy one as well.
I'm fed up of T3 podcast listeners now boycotting.
Yeah, but now rushing out to not buy the iPhone.
Exactly.
I just don't like Steve Jobs' voice.
Try a Samsung Omnia instead.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is it for this week after that bombshell. Just time to mention our sponsors, the good people at Bose.
Mm.
Cheers, guys. And to squeeze in your quickfire reactions to this week's iPhone 3G-themed last words.
Oh, yeah.
Starting with Super Monkey Ball. Yeah, I do.
I'm Bongo.
Yeah, I'm glad you like, because I think it's fantastic. Mobile Me.
Handy. What is that? Oh, that's like Dot Mac.
It's Dot Mac
up a bit.
Dressed up, yeah.
That's my answer then. Dot Mac tarted up.
Good. Okay. TomTom coming to iPhone 3G. I mentioned it earlier.
Good. Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Good news.
And I think you're going to perhaps go a bit wild for this one. Non-recessed headphone port.
Wow!
Well, our Steve Jobs garment-a-meter has you as a black roll-neck jumper.
Mm.
Not bad. Not bad. But that is all we have time for. Remember, the T3 Awards are up and running. Take a peek on t3.com or listen to last week's podcast, Where Were You? On iTunes. Till next week, then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.